This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Clemson arrives to Cheeseburgers at the White House while the shutdown continues to roll on. Just another snapshot across America. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney joining us right at the top is Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News. Bob, so how about that? Is this the first president to give you a boxed burger when you win a national championship as a college football team?
Probably. I mean, I've eaten at the White House many times. I was just telling a friend of mine tonight the food is really great because he asked, how's the food? And I said, fine. He said, well, they're having burgers. I said, what? I hadn't read the story yet. So, yeah, I think that's, but they're Donald Trump burgers, you know.
That's true. And supposedly the team kind of applauded when they got the burgers, so I don't know. They must have liked it, right? So
hey, they're sports people. You know sports better than anybody. A burger's okay. They don't need caviar.
Yeah, they wouldn't know what caviar is for the most part. Although I love the Clemson guy, so I picked Clemson to win the national title. I was very happy for them. Dabo Swinney is a really class guy. Looking at this shutdown, it continues, and people now are missing a check, and these are stories where they're trying to get side hustles and can't afford to put gas in their car. I mean, some of them are really just bloody sad, Bob.
Yes, you know, some of the states, Kate, are, if you have a mortgage, they're trying to help you out if you're, you know, a federal worker without pay. So some of the states are trying to do some things, but it is, I mean, you know, I was involved in the one shutdown, which had been the longest until now. And then there's this. I really don't like one-issue shutdowns anyway. You and I have talked about that. If they're going to shut the whole thing down because they can't balance it, I think that's one thing. But the one issue becomes tough because, you know, now it's a wall. And even though I support what the president's trying to do, you've got to have some borders. After a point in time, it's like, okay, you know, you've got one issue. Do you really want to shut down 25% of the government? But I don't know. It's going back and forth. I think the solution, he declares emergency, then the government opens back up because he doesn't need to do this, and he fights it in court. I think that's the perfect solution, actually.
Yeah, I do, too. That's exactly what I said. Do the emergency thing. Let it go. Duke it out in court, and then everybody gets their paychecks, and that's it, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. It might happen.
Do go back and pay everybody, by the way, historically.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just that when you have creditors knocking at your door and you're paycheck to paycheck, that's where you're really, really stuck.
Bad for
it. Yeah. How about this story, too, that you had Trump today denying he is a foreign agent. Boy, I've never seen anything like that. And, of course, that made big headlines all over the place. So the Washington Post may have been the first place where it broke, that the president had kept the secret from even his own aides, that he had these conversations with, of course, Vladimir Putin. And now there is this debate that he has to say, no, I was not an aide. I am not a foreign agent. And he said that outside of the White House. So, I mean, wow. What's happening
there? It's like when you say, no, I don't beat my dog. You know, and you're asked the question, do you beat your dog? No, I don't. It gets in the newspapers. I mean, I had an incident myself that was outrageous by the Justice Department saying the Shah of Iran's daughter bought me a boat. And, I mean, that seriously happened to me. And you wonder where these things start, and it got into the Los Angeles Times, as you know, that really wasn't true, but it was in there. And I'm looking at this, and I've got to tell you, I know this is the Manchurian candidate. I think everybody better be very, very careful to not, I'm talking about the Democratic side, and some Republicans may be in fear to not latch onto this story, because if it's true, I do think somebody in the FBI said, oh, you know, maybe he's an agent, you know, Manchurian candidate, the old movie. And then it's got a little bit of legs. Mueller took it over. And if that was true, that he really was a plant by the Soviet Union, and Mueller knew that, they would have acted at the highest levels a year ago to actually remove him. I don't believe it. It will never be found that he was an agent. Now, they can look into business connections. They can look into all those things, you know, in the Trump business. But as far as, you know, being a plant, again, if people latch on to something so ludicrous and ridiculous and try to run with it, it's just going to give the president the ability to say, you see, they do anything they please. And then they may really skip over real issues. I just think somebody in the FBI got, you know, a little out there, and then it got some legs, and now all this time later, there's a story.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting, and you talk about, too, we talk about the president, and I just saw a thing today. I keep running his numbers, and his approval ratings are higher than certainly Nancy Pelosi's or Chuck Schumer's. So I think a lot of people in America are saying that he gets beat up too much. Do you think that?
Look, he was beaten up before he put his hand on the Bible. They were saying impeach him. A lot of people went overboard. I heard rumors about Barack Obama was a plant from a Mideast government into our country to destroy. You know, you hear these things, and they're just outrageous. But with President Trump, this has just been one after the other. Now, there, you know, he's made some mistakes, and he says some things, and you know how we all know how he is, and they're looking into the whole Russian connections to the elections and things. But when they come out with things like this, it just pushes it way over the line. And again, people screaming impeach him before he took the oath of office kind of doesn't set the right stage if they really do eventually want to impeach him.
Well said. Not the right way to do that. And then I was surprised by this. Congressman Steve King, a Republican from Iowa, you probably know him. He gets stripped of his committee assignments. Does that happen a lot because of these comments that he made? That was it. They just decided they're going to take action. So the House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, said no way. Boom, he's done. And that's extra cash for him, too, isn't it?
Right, yeah, and you know what, they, what's it's power, a lot of power, but
yeah.
No, they don't normally do this. I mean, I've known Stephen King for a long time, I serve with him, and how he didn't get this done to him a long time ago is beyond me. I mean, but, you know, you can say controversial things, but when you make a statement like he did and he tried to backtrack on it, they're going to do this with him. He's been an embarrassment out there. So, again, to say some off-color things or the kind of crazy things, you know, is one thing. But the things he has said, they took action. But, yes, Kate, it doesn't happen unless you've got some kind of indictment or something. They'll ask you to step down. They actually voted him. The leaders voted him out of that position.
Wow. Yeah. Unusual, but like you said, he just wasn't watching what he was saying.
He pushed the envelope for years.
Yeah, pushing the envelope doesn't work, that's for sure, and certainly not now. All right, Bob Ney, thank you as always.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, so you heard what Bob had to say, and the House decided, you know, he's done. His committee assignments are history. And like I said, that means, Bob said it, more power and more money. He was a member of the House Judiciary, Agriculture, and Small Business Committees. He was also had served as chair of the House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution and Civil Justice, and could have stood to be the ranking member under the Democratic majority. However, now that influence, that's severely cut your influence out, especially when you look at the Ag Committee. That's a prime spot when you represent the state that he does. He says, my remarks were taken out of context and criticized. Just not right. Hang with us. We're punting it to the other side, and we're going to make it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I noticed that I made that offer when things were different, right?
You mean when Melanie was gone?
I thought it over, Teresa. There's no way you're going to be able to live in my grandfather's house. He's not going to put up with that. And Maggie will back him up, and I think you know why.
But he's your kid, Brady. I mean, yes, I guess that Victor and Maggie are his great-grandparents, but I'm sure that they would suck it up and learn to deal with it if that's really what you wanted.
Yeah, but listen, if you really want to sit in that living room, you have to sit with the fireplace poker that you used to try to kill my father with. I didn't think so. Teresa, make no mistake. Do not use my son to try to get what you want from me.
Wow. Welcome to America Tonight. If you didn't kick it on with us, then you're kicking it on now. We're going to talk about drones, Nutri, and Chris Pratt, plus long lines. I said besides the emergency declaration, one of the things that would happen is if TSA called in sick enough people, and if there was a complete walkout, you would have to do something about it. Well, the number of airport security screeners failing to show up for work around the country is soaring. Why? Because they're disgruntled. They don't want to be there. They don't work these extra hours. So they're not getting any do-re-mi. So it keeps jumping up. We're out to almost 8% compared with 3.2% a year ago if you were trying to look at days and compare them. What is our busiest airport? I'm going to give you the answer to a trivia question. That would be Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Oh, it's brutal. I have run through there and lost 10 pounds. I mean, maybe in a way it's a diet plan, but it is it's crazy normally. To get through the checkpoints, they're saying hour plus waits at 3 checkpoints. That means a little bit longer. It's like when you walk in, it's pure chaos. You think you're at Disneyland and you don't have the fast pass, and it's too bloody late. If you were going to ante up and get a clear pass or figure out a way to cut the line, you can't cut it. So TSA is working with the airports and the airlines to try to consolidate their operations, but it's pretty hard to deal with absenteeism. And that's the bottom line. because screeners aren't going to compromise or change the security procedures. There's no shortcut there. So they can't change that. And it's bad. Delta houses out of Atlanta. That's their primary. And other airlines besides Delta were advising passengers to get to the airport at least, and this is at least 2 hours before domestic flights. You're flying over the pond, 3 hours. Pack those Danish. But make sure you pull them out so they can see them, because they ask you to pull your food out now. So it's pretty bad. Now, TSA says, hey, we screened 1.97 mil on Sunday. 99% waited less than 30 minutes. 93% less than 15. But that's unusual, because usually now, in the last week or so, it's been pretty disastrous. And you just got to remember, we have coming up Super Bowl 53 on February 3rd. That's hordes of people traveling to Atlanta for the big game, days of concerts, events, all that kind of stuff. And, boy, the Super Bowl committee better be there greeting people, because they're going to be, I think they're going to be nasty by the time they get in and out. It's just going to be rough. That's how it is, right? Welcome to the tussle over the wall. I mean, maybe there is a method to the madness. If the government has been shut down 24 days, 22 minutes and 10 seconds, yeah, that's the exact clock. I have a clock on my computer that tells me, boom, every time we roll into another hour. That's a heck of a long time. But like I said, maybe there is something to this. And the president's saying, well, this is how it goes, and this shutdown's not going to end. Here's the options, and, you know, play along, figure this out with me, or we're just going to keep on letting that clock roll. And that clock is rolling. It's rolling, definitely. And there's some paralyzation, shocking, in Washington as a result of this. Not like it wasn't before, because could we have more partisan politics? But, you know, even the Republicans, or some of them anyway, are calling for a compromise. And then some are just kind of indifferent to this whole idea that, hey, things are shut down. This is it. Boom. Period. Doesn't look like there's any kind of a plan working, though. Tammy Baldwin, Democrat from Wisconsin, said, this is a crisis of Trump's creation. I hope my colleagues think about all of the people living paycheck to paycheck. The political cost of the shutdown is mounting. So there's like 800,000 federal workers missing their paychecks. And that shows, you know, there's this non-new partisan rolling poll that shows 2 out of 3 American voters support reopening the government, and they don't back the hardline $5.7 bill for a border wall. But then the numbers for the president have soared in approval rating-wise, so what does that tell you? I just think it's just going to keep on going. It's just a wild political chess game. And the pawns are being moved all around, and where are the kings? Somebody's got to jump. Somebody's got to make a move. Eventually. But how long is that going to take? Take a lot longer, I think, than some are thinking. Because this is what there's no doubt, this is what we are seeing, absolutely. All right, I mentioned drones. You may have a drone. I have two. I had a friend that accidentally put our drone, was flying our drone. It flew on the top of a school, and she bought us one. She didn't need to do that, but she did. So my family also bought us one, thinking, oh, that's too bad that drone got stuck. So guess what? Because of that, we have two drones. I think it's fun to fly them, but they can easily get out of control if you're in tight quarters somewhere. But I don't think that's what's happening if people are messing around and dicking around with jets. And these jets and this Gatwick airport nonsense is crazy, forcing a closure of a major airport because of drone sightings is frightening. drones and airplanes don't mix. And I hope they catch the nutballs who are trying to do that. Because can you imagine if it takes a plane down? And there's been close calls between drones and planes. And there's been a steady increase of that. And I think it's part of it is these near misses. And this has been going on since probably around 2014. That's some of the statistical analysis I saw of it. But there were almost 700 cases. So it's kind of the drone versus the manned aircraft. And I would hate to be a passenger in a plane that was ducking a drone. And the FAA says, listen, we get about 100 reports of unmanned aircraft flying near other manned aircraft or airports a month. Like legitimate, not crazy complaints. Real complaints. What are you thinking, people out there with these drones? Like I said, I have two drones. We are not flying them anywhere near planes to try to think it's pretty funny and see what we can do. It's pretty terrifying what happens. And like I mentioned, what's going on in Gatwick Airport versus the drones and shutting down an entire airport because of it. And this keeps happening. They keep having problems with this. And then the police are under fire because they say it's not being handled right. The Army was called after drones shut down the airport for a couple of days, you know, for a second time. You had flights grounded for 17 hours. And they're trying to figure out where are these drones coming from. A second day of disruptions, a pair of drones spotted. And they're trying to trace it, trying to figure it out, but they're having a terrible time doing that. So you get 10,000 passengers impacted by these drone disturbances. That's not good. I would hate to be the person trying to get on the plane and then finding out that you can't do it. The law's pretty clear on drone use with airports. You can't do it. Under UK law, it's illegal to fly a drone within 1 kilometer of an airport, let alone anywhere closer or airfield boundary as well. Not even 400 feet. Yikes. All right, we're skipping to the other side. We got the mailbag, Nutri, and Chris Pratt. What do they have in common? I'm going to tell you next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
What a job. What a job, Roach. Send out for about 1,000 hamburgers. Big Macs. So we actually, we bought 1,000.
President Trump welcomes the national football champions, the Clemson Tigers, to the White House and serves the team fast food, burgers from McDonald's and Burger King, Domino's Pizza, and fries. Salads also on the table.
Burger King, all American companies. Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's. We have Big Macs, we have quarter pounders with cheese, we have everything that I like that you like. And I know no matter what we did, there's nothing you can have that's better than that, right?
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney also speaking.
And football and the relationships through football created this opportunity. And for that, I'm so thankful.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Mailbag!
Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, paper. They may have some fun and arrive.
Alright, I'm stuck in the mailbag. Yeah, here we are, and just picture this, I am drowning. If this was physical mail, I would barely be able to talk, seriously. So thank you once again for finding me. How do you do that? KateDelaneyRadio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Some people sounding off about the shutdown, the wall, and also on this young woman whose parents were shot while she hid in a bathtub. And how shocking all of that whole story was that unfolded. So let's just dive right into it. Plus, oh yes, the reaction to Chris Pratt. And I'm going to tell you my Rodents of New Orleans story in just a second. We have a great affiliate there in New Orleans. You can catch me when you're in the Big Easy. WGSO, love those guys down there. So a shout out to them, and they know exactly what the Nutra is about, and I'll tell you about that in a second. But anyway, in the mailbag, this one from Jack, who says, Kate, Jamie Kloss, just so sad to hear her story about her parents being murdered, her hearing the gunshot, then the suspect trying to kidnap her twice, I guess, previously. What a crazy, wild, sick tale this is. I really feel for this kid. Yeah, I guess what the deal is, okay, so first of all, Jamie's a 13-year-old, right? She's 13 years old. So the suspect who's accused of killing the Kloss family, James and Denise, that's her parents' names, he first spotted her when he was on his way to work and she was getting into a school bus, supposedly. That's how the story goes. He says when he saw her, he knew she was the girl he was going to take, but he didn't know her name until he abducted her and only learned the names of her parents from news programs, social media, and all that kind of stuff. So this Jake Patterson, who's 21 years old, said all these things, that he's going to face charges, obviously, of intentional homicide, kidnapping, armed burglary, all that kind of stuff. His bail is set at $5 million. They're ordering a DNA sample be collected from him. Also that he can't have firearms, all that stuff, contact with her, the neighbors, anyone involved in the escape. But he faces life in prison if convicted on the homicide charge. His next court date is February 6th. She was found alive about 70 miles from her home in rural northwest Wisconsin. He's accused of shooting and killing her parents before abducting her from her home on October 15th. So we were going on 88 days missing. And there she was, found walking down a road in Gordon, Wisconsin, in terrible, frigid weather, no coat, no gloves. She left the house where she was being kept. She found a woman walking her dog. Then the woman took her to a home, called the cops, and that's how they ended up getting her. It's crazy, shocking story. I guess he had been to the house a couple of times before October 15th to try to get her. A week before that, he drove to the house, but he was scared off because there were cars in the driveway, that kind of thing. So this story goes on and on, but basically he was stalking this 13-year-old girl. Stalking her. And then, he got her, broke down the bathroom door, had tape over her mouth and put the tape on and all that kind of stuff, fatally shot the mom, dragged her out to the trunk of the car, headed back home, and that was it. So, what a tragic, sick, horrible situation, and just shocking for all the people in that area. So, she was under his bed, like he's trying to keep her locked in, under the bed. He stacked things around the bed with weights and barbells and stuff so she couldn't move without him noticing. And I guess one time he hit her hard in the back when she was trying to do something and got mad at her. And it's just this, it's all kinds of crazy, crazy, horrible, horrible thing. So, of course, people who know this family, they're livid, want justice for the family, for her, for, you know, the situation. But he was absolutely stalking her, and let's see if they nail him on all those charges that I just mentioned. All right, this one is from McBride. And McBride says, Kate, how long do you think this shutdown goes on? Well, once again, if I had my magic eight ball or crystal ball, I cannot tell you. Well, you know, I think it goes through February. I said we were going to see this go through that eighth period, you know, February 8th, where it comes back to that funding thing again. And it's looking more and more like that. Because there's no give. So pretty much frozen in place. You know, there's no negotiation. So the shutdown will continue with no negotiation. And it's just strictly about getting the wall funded. So if they said, okay, we'll fund the wall and we'll give you the $5 billion plus, then this all goes away. But it's not going away because the Democrats are not going to do that. They just absolutely aren't. All right, this one is from Tommy, who says, Kate, wow, is this really true what the president served up for the Clemson football team, although they seem to be pretty good with the whole idea? Yeah, he got like 1,000 burgers or something, and he paid for the meals. So he said that. He said McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, pizza. He says, I bet it's their favorite food. It's some of my favorite food, and this is how I'm celebrating the national, you know, championship football team. And that's what he decided. But he footed the bill. So he paid for it. He said, paid for by me. Lots of hamburgers and pizzas and everything else. And he said, he said a funny line. The president had a funny line. He said, we have some very large people that like eating, so I think we're going to have a little fun. You know, the size of some of these defensive linemen and stuff. And that's how they lined it all up. They did have a few salads, by the way. Some salads and then all that other fast food stuff. It was a snowy day in Washington. So you had a partially shut down government, and then you had snowy Washington weather. But it all worked out because they had that that food that was there for them. All right, how about this one? This one is from Janice, who says, Kate, normally I don't care about celebrities, but I do care about Chris Pratt. I think he's hilarious. I've watched his career blossom, and I love him in some of his movies, even the dinosaur ones that I'm not necessarily crazy about. But I started watching him in Parks and Rec. Is it true that he's marrying Schwarzenegger's kid? It is. I like how you say that, kid. She's 29 years old, and her name is Katherine Schwarzenegger. So they've been dating, I don't know how long, a year or something like that. I saw the story. And, he popped the question, and it was like the question that got heard everywhere because I've had more people ask me about that than other celebrity stuff in a very, very long time. So, how about that? He is a popular actor, that's for sure. And she's from, she's Maria Shriver's kid, like I said, and or like you said, kid, Maria Shriver's daughter and Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter. That'd be an interesting wedding to be invited to. I think they have a handful of children, and I think this is the first one getting married. I'm pretty sure this is the first one getting married, so there you go. All right, let's move on to another one. Here's one from Larry, who says, Kate, I'm watching this political volleyball that keeps going on in Washington, D.C., and I think people are just so fed up with it. Even some of my, I am a conservative, but even some of my more Democratic friends now have kind of come over to the fact that let's just build the bloody wall. I mean, they're saying, whatever it looks like, whatever it takes, why don't we have some border? Now we want a border. That is interesting, that people in your own circles who are hard-pressed about, well, what does that mean? What does that look like? And what is, because you have a, you visualize, right, what you think the border looks like. And you could look at it on a map, but every area is different. And I've talked about this many times. I've been to a lot of the border crossings. So from Tijuana to the Tijuana-San Diego to the Juarez-El Paso crossing to the areas that are more sparse in El Paso, that aren't official crossing areas, to the places in Arizona like that. And it makes a big difference. But, the Pentagon announced on Monday that they're extending the mission of active duty troops to the Mexican border through September. So that's been about a year-long deployment of forces there. 4,500 active duty and National Guard forces are on the border. They were sent there in October to meet that request from the Prez and the Department of Homeland Security to secure border entry points from thousands of immigrants traveling north through Mexico to seek asylum. So there's been wire that's been laid, barriers to help assist Border Patrol agents in Texas, Arizona, and in California. That's kind of the mission, because what are they doing when they're there? And that's what they're doing. They're calling it their transitioning the area. So already some of that is happening. How about that? And you can see it. You can see the wire in some, especially in some of the bigger areas. And it looks a lot different than when I was at the border, I have to say, in some of those spots. All right, we're diving out. I'll meet you on the other side. We still got to talk about those rodents in New Orleans. We're going to do that along with other fun conversation in the man cave.
You you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Stepped inside, and guess what? There are no burgers left. They all went to the White House. They cleaned them up, those Clemson Tigers, because they won the college football national title by drubbing Alabama. Shocking for a lot of Roll Tide fans. But I think that the players were pretty psyched about it. They ordered anything and everything you can imagine, from the hamburgers and the pizzas, and it came out of Donald Trump's pocket. He paid for it. So some players whooped when they saw the spread. And it was pretty impressive. Silver trays with stacks of wrap burgers from Wendy's, box burgers from McDonald's, and Big Macs. And then, of course, paper cups with the presidential seal had the fries in them. Oh, yeah. And by the way, there were some salads. Word is nobody wanted to touch it because there are no FDA inspectors. So who wants any of the risk of romaine tainting? Ba-dum-bump. They didn't want it. So in all seriousness, I love this Clemson team. Good for them. They battled the snow and everything else. They got there and got to have their show and their moment in the sun, and they should celebrate hard. Speaking of celebrating, what a weekend for football, and nobody nailed the score. So our guesses were interesting. The Rams and the Cowboys played. The Rams won, beating the Cowboys 30-22. C.J. Anderson, one of their best pickups for the Rams, rushed for 123 yards and two touchdowns. Todd Gurley rushed for 115 more. It was so much about what happened on the ground for the Rams. And, you know, Pete from Texas thought it was going to be the Rams, 28-24. Sharon thought it was going to be the Cowboys, 35-31. Our own Nathan Reeder thought it would be the Boys, 31-28. How about that? I thought it was going to be the Cowboys, 24-21. And then I had a flurry of other guesses, like this one from DJ, who thought it would be the Rams, 38-31. And then this one also from Tiger. I like that. Tiger, just call me Tiger. Tiger thought that it was going to be the Cowboys, 29-21. So, you know what? No, nobody won. Nobody nailed the score. The Cowboys didn't look that great. And really, throughout the whole game, it's surprising that there was just 8 points separating them, especially with the amount of yards the Rams were able to get through the Cowboys' defense. I mean, they just shredded them for all those yards. Then you had the Chiefs, who destroyed the Colts. I mean, they just rolled them. Pat Mahomes picked apart the Colts. 278 yards passing. Andrew Luck, who? 31-13. So they move on to meet the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. And then on the other side of things, well, let me set up the Patriots. The Patriots beat the Chargers 41-28. Tom Brady just had another big, huge day. He passed for 343 yards and a touchdown. He found all his weapons. Boom, that was it. You know, Sonny Michel, 129 yards, three touchdowns on the ground. And that's all they wrote when they came to the Patriots. It was all about the Patriots. I mean, by the time they hit the halfway point, the Patriots already were blowing them out 35-7. So good luck, Chargers, trying to catch up to that. Then there was the sad story of the Saints and the Eagles. Not sad, I mean, who dat? Good for the Saints. They were able to kick it up a notch after Philly scored 14 unanswered points in the first quarter. Then they came back. They put up 10 in the second, so they were trailing at the half. And then the Saints, with another touchdown, another 3 points. The Eagles had a chance to have another miracle, Nick Foles comeback. They had less than 2 minutes. They were close to the red zone. They were right there. And a pass went right through Alshon Jeffrey's big old mitts. And he just laid on the ground, shocked, feeling just dejected, teary-eyed, awful. Because it doesn't mean they would have scored. They would have had to score a touchdown. But it was looking like it. Although the Saints, listen, for three quarters they scored unanswered points. The Eagles did not score in three quarters. They deserved to win. The Saints did, but it was oh so close. So now you have the Saints and the Rams, you have the Patriots and the Chiefs, and of those four teams, two of them are going to be going to the Super Bowl. Will it be the Saints and the Patriots? How about the Rams? The Rams look like they are so loaded. I think the Saints are going to have a hard time getting past the Rams. It could end up being the Patriots and the Rams, but who says that KC, who almost beat the Patriots during the regular season, who says they don't step up and they win? If they could. You know, you can't count the Chiefs out of this. And Pat Mahomes is ready to go. I mean, he is just on fire, and he has the weapons. And this is the big deal. This is the big game. You know, this is it, to try to get into the Super Bowl. So they're ready. And this is what we would be talking about in the man cave. We'd be talking about, okay, so what's happening next? Who's doing what? And we'd be talking about probably all things football. And, I don't know, maybe ordering a pizza or two. I'm not sure. We could also talk about things like unusually large rodents. I saw an unusually large rodent one time when I had my first job in radio. It was at KYW in Philadelphia, and they had a really terrible snow day, and I had to take the train into the city, and it was like in the middle of the night, and I was on the platform, and I used to hear people talk about these giant rats, and I thought, oh, they're just making that up, or they're exaggerating the size. I swear, the size of a dog. It scared the bejesus out of me, if you know what I mean. The size of a dog. On the tracks, but then one on the platform. If I could have run over that bridge, I probably would have run. In New Orleans, and I happened to see this story, and somebody told me about these giant swamp rats. There is a show that came out on PBS, and it's about that, rodents of unusual size. It's probably they're doing other stories, but their first one is the tale of these swamp rats, the nutria. And these nutria, it's wild. The reason, the guy who invented Tabasco sauce, he, H.L. Mencken, he came up with this bringing these nutria over because people, this depression was terrible, people could make money because they could trap them and sell the fur, and they did. They made money off of it. But then it started to just eat the bayou up, and in the 80s, of course, nobody wanted fur, so that was the end of that. But these nutria are so horrible. And for those of you listening to me in New Orleans and Louisiana, you know exactly what I'm talking about. A story blew me away. I heard a little, or it's not H.L. Mencken, by the way. It's E.A. McElhenney. He's the Tabasco founder. I'm confusing him with somebody else. But I love Tabasco. It's all over my refrigerator. So anyway, McElhenney was the guy who decided to raise the rodents from Argentina, harvest them for their fur, and it would help people because they could sell their pelts, and it did. People that were really needed the money were able to do that. And then the 80s came, nobody wanted fur, and now they were overrun with, like, just millions of these creatures who are crushing them down in the bayou, in the wetlands. They're just killing it. So they've got people out there where you can go and hunt them down, and they're like 20-some pounds, and you bring in their tails, and you get $5 for every one of their tails. I mean, people are making $500-$600 a day by hunting them down. And they say it's going to last for a very, very long time. You got to check it out. Rodents of unusual size. I'd fit in perfect in the man cave talking about that, right? No question. You never know what you're going to get with America tonight. Hey, hey, thanks for listening. Make it count, everyone.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.